There is nothing more empowering than saying, "This no longer serves me," and walking away in peace. I was sitting around one evening and I found a few quotes while I was scrolling through Pinterest that resonated with me so much that I said, you know, I'm going to turn this into a podcast episode. There was something about that statement that made me think of a lot of things that are currently happening in my life. And I said to myself, if this doesn't serve you, it definitely doesn't deserve you. Now, I don't know who I'm supposed to credit that quote to, but just so you know, I think you're onto something. Hey, everyone. My name is Jessica, and I'm your host of Just Get Hired. This podcast is for job seekers, the underemployed, and the unappreciated employee who just wants an honest perspective on the job marketplace. If this is the first time you've ever tuned into my show, welcome. I have been covering a bunch of topics from how to build a resume, how to create a kick-ass LinkedIn profile, how to use social media to network, and all of the things to strengthen your personal brand. Well, this time I want to focus on those of you out there who might be feeling unappreciated, and maybe we can talk through it together about what's holding you back from your desires, your motivation, and how to find the strength to let go of whatever might be holding you back from achieving your goals. So this episode is going to be just slightly different. I'm hoping that by opening up and showing my vulnerability about some of the things that I've experienced personally and professionally, that maybe we can take some of my experiences and learn from them together. I also want this to be continued dialogue and an ongoing conversation. So if we're not connected already on LinkedIn, make sure you find my profile under my full name, Jessica Fiesta George. And then, of course, follow me on Instagram or Facebook, Just Get Hired. And my website is justgethired.com. Of course, if you do continue to support me, I would appreciate it if you can share my podcast and subscribe on all of your favorite platforms. All right, so if you are feeling undervalued, unrewarded, overlooked, unacknowledged, and underpaid, trust me, we have all been there, done that. There's a few basic human desires that I think we all value, and that is appreciation and just some form of validation. I mean, feeling good matters, right? So what happens if you don't feel that way anymore? What have you done? How do you normally handle it? Let's discuss. Here's another quote. Leaders who don't listen will eventually be surrounded by people who have nothing to say. In the different phases of my career, I have always worked harder and smarter. I was raised and brought up in the management of thought where you had to do whatever you had to do to exceed expectations. You also did a good job, not only for yourself, but you did it for your customers, and by heck, you did it for your team. I have always worked in a team environment, and I credit the start of my career journey to my earlier days when I was washing cars in my business suit and high heel shoes for Enterprise Rent-A-Car. It was stamped in our brain, the founding values in which I live by today. There's still a few of them that always come to mind, and the first one is, great things happen when we listen to our customers and to each other. We work hard and reward hard work. And then personal honesty and integrity are the foundations of our success. Now, I can't believe it's been way over 10 years since I've worked there, but for those of you who have ever worked for Enterprise, you know that those values were ingrained in us and we had to live and breathe by them every single day. But I will also say that those values continue to follow me everywhere that I go. Now, I reflect back at a lot of the managers that I've worked for that failed to listen to their team. And because of that, those businesses and those managers continue to struggle with attracting employees and retaining them. Sure, having free lunches, ping pong tables, cool employee lounges, giving away a car once a year, those are great things to have on the surface. But there is something to be said about leadership who understands that people are the driving force behind the business, and they actually take time to listen to what's important to them. Organizations should be concerned when their most passionate people become quiet. Have you ever felt silenced or that you had something to say and nobody will listen? There's a lot of managers out there who think they're good listeners, but they really are not. I mean, the concept sounds simple, right? Less talking, more listening. The best leaders, though, are the ones that are proactive, very intuitive, and recognize that they don't have all of the answers. They also recognize that sometimes you just have to sit back and shut up. Now, I look back at some of my most favorite managers and leaders that I've observed within an organization, and it really comes down to seeing how skillful they are at reading the room and reading between the lines. I think a lot of managers feel like they need to coddle you, act like you're their BFF. Some leaders think that by grabbing the mic away from you and talking over you in conversations is also a way to let you know that they're listening. But instead, they also need to learn that sometimes you just have to surrender the stage to you. I came across a Forbes article that was titled, "Why Most Leaders Need to Shut Up and Listen," which was written in 2012, and it listed out 6 tips to becoming a better listener. So I'm going to go over these 6, and then we're going to talk about them. The first one was, it's not about you. 2, you should never be too busy to listen. 3, listen to nonverbals. 4, listen for opportunity. 5, let listening be your calling card. And 6, recognize the contribution of others. So let's go back. The first point is, it's not about you. Oh, this is so frustrating and exhausting when leaders continue to make things about themselves. Leaders who turn around and just turn the whole conversation around to play victim or make things about them, simply put, they're not listening to you. Sometimes I just want to say, no, dude, this isn't about you. I wanted to have this conversation because I have something to say. The second point was, you should never be too busy to listen. Now, have you ever been dismissed by someone because they were, quote, too busy? Again, very exhausting, so frustrating. Rescheduling one-on-ones, not making your appointments, complaining that there's not enough time in the day. Look, I am guilty of this at times. Trust me, things get piled up and then truly not enough time in the day. But you know what? I always make sure that I follow up and find time to block off my calendar. Even if it is not a formal scheduled meeting, maybe I call people as an impromptu meeting for 5 or 10 minutes. But you know, if someone has something that important that they want to schedule time with you, then you have to find time to listen. The third thing was, listen to nonverbals. Now, in this day and age, we're doing a ton of video conferencing, so this can be a challenge when you're trying to figure out what someone's trying to say to you. If someone is on camera or sitting in front of you, though, body language and voice inflections can tell you so much. I can always tell when someone on my team wasn't truly verbalizing what needed to be said, and unfortunately, some managers don't pay attention, and therefore, messages go unclear. The fourth thing was, listen for opportunity. What is the story behind the message? Now, as a manager, sometimes you have to do a lot of digging. Sometimes you have to ask a lot of questions. But once you get those right questions, it's also important to understand the truth behind what is being said so that you can initiate change. A lot of managers also fail to see on what is actually being said and then miss out on the opportunity to help. The fifth thing is, let listening be your calling card. So the next time someone says, can I take a few moments of your time? Hey, can I pick your brain? Listening demonstrates that you respect each other, and it's the first step in building trust and rapport. So when someone asks you to spend a few minutes out of their day with you, make sure you take that opportunity. And then the last thing was, recognize the contribution of others. Look, everyone likes to be recognized. Don't get me wrong, but not only do they like to be recognized, every conversation doesn't always warrant a compliment or feedback, but by taking the time to thank them for their time and input will go a long way. So if you can think about these 6 tips, it will make better communication overall. It will also prevent misunderstandings and help you have a better relationship with your coworkers and not cause so much friction. Filter alert. Okay, this section comes with a little bit of a warning because we're going to talk about assholes. Now, I worked for a boss once who said, assholes will be assholes and they will never change. And not only did he take pride in that statement, but he actually built a pretty successful business around that mantra. Now, that may have been his own personal mission statement, and he wasn't the first asshole of a boss I worked for, but I also said he would definitely be my last. I mean, who has time for someone or something that leaves you deflated, de-energized, and totally disrespected? Okay, maybe asshole is a harsh term, but you know the ones I'm talking about. People who act like a jerk and by definition are complete a-holes. Then there are those that really are awesome people to work with, but they do have bad manager tendencies that kind of make them fall into a category of its own. You know the ones I'm talking about, the ones where you're pulling your weight and they're not doing jack crap to pull theirs. Now, I'm at a time in my career when I have said enough is enough. No drama, no problem. That has been my mentality. We work way too hard to let people walk all over us. Now, I think sometimes we just lack that courage to stand up for ourselves. We're okay with the status quo and we're afraid to rock the boat. And I have been working since I was 16 years old, and I will say it has just come full circle 20+ years later that I have the courage to be bold and take action for myself. So here's another quote. Even the nicest people have their limits. Don't try to reach that point because sometimes the nicest people can be the biggest assholes. When they've had enough, they've had enough. Now, at what point in your job or your career have you said that? When is it time for you to take action? When is the right time to speak up for yourself? Remember, the time is now. Nobody is more invested than you. So remember that. Here's a final quote for you. Falling in love is easy. Staying in love is a different story. Now, we all work hard and we put in long hours for jobs that we once fell in love with. Do you remember getting that job interview and that offer and being so elated with joy that you told yourself, "This is the job I plan on staying at forever." And then time passes, something happens. Toxic culture, bad bosses, poor leadership. That feeling of elation turns into the opposite, and that joy turns into complete misery. You start falling out of love for what you do. You get irritated, you start complaining, and then you just don't give it your all. Now, we all go through different phases in our work life, but it is important to recognize early on that once that love starts to fade, it's time to do something about it. Talk to someone. Find a mentor, someone either outside of the department or outside of the entire organization, someone who has a neutral point of view. And if you don't feel like you can even talk to your boss because, heck, who knows, maybe they're part of the problem, then find out who you should talk to. As I said in the very beginning of this podcast, if it doesn't serve you, it definitely doesn't deserve you. And then it's just time to move on. Acknowledge in yourself when enough is enough. It's not worth your happiness if you're not going to be happy doing what you love. Also, don't be surprised that by speaking up, that you're speaking out for others that might be feeling the same way that you are, and your actions could quite possibly be the difference needed in that organization to drive change. Like I said, I want this to be an ongoing conversation, so let's make sure that we connect online. I want to cover more topics and situations like this soon on future podcasts, so make sure you subscribe to Just Get Hired on your favorite podcast platform, and then follow me on Instagram, Facebook, and then let's connect and network on LinkedIn. And then head over to my website, justgethired.com. I hope you walk away with a little bit more confidence in yourself, that if you're feeling unappreciated, you are not alone. It is up to you to identify when enough is enough, assholes are being assholes, and when leadership isn't listening, it's time for you to decide what to do. This is your career and your decision at the end of the day and how you want to be treated. So I'm interested in hearing what you all have to say, and if you're open to talk about your experiences, I also welcome you to be a guest on a future episode. So this is Jessica Fiesta George, your host of Just Get Hired. What do you want to talk about next? Thanks for listening, and I'm going to catch you on my next episode.